with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys Show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the middle of July. It's the dog days of summer, but we're talking fish. And we've got a special guest on the grilling line right now. I should probably say the fishing line, right, Bob?
That's right. One of our board of directors, T. Gidd from Percy Guidry, the Cajun Grill Company, Lafayette, Louisiana. What's up, boy?
Hey, bonsoir, monsieur. I'm doing good. How y'all been?
Well, we just want to tell everybody about this sauce piquant.
Sauce piquant, bros, where it's at. What you want to talk about, Brad? You want to talk about Cajun food, how we do that on the Cajun grill?
First, I want to know, what does it taste like? I'm hungry.
It's almost indescribable. It's, well, to define what sauce piquant means in French, it's a sauce, of course, and piquant stands for a pick, a little prick. And so
I used to work for him.
God, Bob has made that sauce over and over. We can stop right now.
No, you know, when you make a tomato-based gravy, it has that kind of acidy, kind of
right,
strong flavor. Well, that's the piquant. That's the pic in the piquant. So it's a real simple dish. It's, of course, going to use, you're going to use stewed tomatoes, tomato sauce, tomato paste. You know, the holy trinity of Cajun cooking, you know, the onions, the bell peppers, and the celery. And you're going to, you know, saute that down, add your tomato base in there, add a little beef stock in there, and just kind of slow simmer that. We do it on the Cajun grill. You can cook it in your kitchen, but you just want to slow simmer it, add that smoky flavor, the love from your favorite grill, and just let it go for a few hours. Add a little bit of water if it starts to steam out. And after you kind of get that base going and you season it to taste, you know, we use a blend of different seasonings here in Cajun country. But, you know, that's the good thing about cooking. You know, everybody has different taste buds. You just kind of do what you want. And, hey, side note, Cajun seasoning does not mean, I can't even eat it. It's too dang hot. It's not about hot. It's about the right blend of heat and the right blend of spices like garlic powder, onion powder, a little paprika, you know, and of course garlic. And you just kind of let that simmer down, and then you got your favorite fish fillets, right? So I don't know what kind of fish y'all like to fish for up there.
Well, Jop just caught a bunch of walleye, so I want to make it with the walleye he gave me.
Okay, and you'll normally fillet that?
Yep, yeah. It's a, yep, it's a fillet, and it's a very mild white fish.
Perfect. Because we use speckled trout down here. We use redfish, which is a little bit firmer fish. It's a salt. All these are saltwater fishes. I've used it with bass, freshwater bass. But yeah, you take your walleye, you fillet it, you season it on the outside on both sides, and then after about an hour and a half of saute, simmering all this sauce piquant on the grill, you just slowly and gently lay in those fillets into that sauce. And if it's not covering it entirely, you can spoon it over onto the filet or about halfway. I mean, it doesn't take long to cook a filet, right, guys?
Right,
right. So
10 or 20 minutes max.
So for those people who don't have a Cajun grill, we're going
right,
to hook you up because
that's okay.
We're going to hook you up because the Cajun grill is coming back to Michigan in a big way, and we'll talk about that in another show. But you could use whatever charcoal grill you've got. And you could put a Dutch oven on it.
God, we made maybe three shows without mentioning that word. Maybe three.
And am I right?
You
could put that on a kettle or a charcoal grill of any sort, put your sauce on there and close the lid and simmer that sauce.
Yeah, and I'm gonna even go a step further, and forgive me for saying this, gentlemen, but you could even probably put it on a gas grill and put some wood chips in there and just, you know,
sure,
kind of achieve a similar thing. But there's something about charcoal grilling with natural lump char wood and accent wood that just does the magic happens.
And for those guys with pellet smokers, you could even throw it in your pellet smoker. And I'd throw the heat up to about 400, so you're not real heavy smoke, but you're going to want to get enough temperature on there to get that thing to simmer.
Right.
Yeah, you had a baking temperature. So anywhere between 325 and 400, you did right, Bob. You want to get it up to where it's just bubbling, like lava. I call it the lava of love.
It would look like lava.
Lava of love, baby. And so, so about halfway, about 10 minutes into your fillets cooking in that sauce picante, you just kind of get your spatula and gently roll it over to where the other half of the fish is now on the bottom, and you're soaking up all that beautiful, rich, gravy and sauce. And then you just make you a nice pot of white rice. And if you're health conscious, you like brown rice, that's fine.
Sure.
We like white rice down here.
Meat sure.
And grain is probably the best. And then you stew that up, and then you just put a big plate of heaping serving of white rice on your plate, and you ladle some of that sauce onto that white rice, and you can put a whole fillet or half a fillet, depending on how many people are eating, how hungry you are.
So
and
if you just
top it off with some onion tops on top of all of that, and
if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're talking with the one and only T. Gidd, one of our original board of directors from Lafayette, Louisiana, owner of Percy Guidry Company and home of the Cajun Grill, made by Percy Guidry himself and your papa, Papa Guidry. So anyway, a legendary grill. If you're an old time grill guy, you've seen the Cajun or maybe owned some. But you mentioned something.
Bro?
You said Cajun Holy Trinity, and that's funny because Chef Schultz is another one of our board of directors who's on here often, and he talks about the Holy Trinity. But in culinary terms, for general use, the Holy Trinity is onions, carrots, and celery. So you're saying onions, carrots, and bell pepper. That's just cool.
No, he didn't have carrots. He had onion, bell pepper, and celery is what T. Gidd said, right?
Right.
That's
but
exactly
Bob
right.
Schultz is, and chefs will tell you, or other chefs that are not Cajun, will tell you the Holy Trinity is onions, celery, and carrots.
Right.
So that's kind of cool. Everybody's got their own Holy Trinity.
I guarantee you ask a Cajun chef what the Holy Trinity is, and they're going to debate that with you.
Well, they're all Catholic, too, so.
Well, maybe until they're half Cajun. All right.
Take this to a higher court? Is that where we're going?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
We need a Supreme Court justice to rule on this, I'll tell you.
Yeah, well, they'll debate that, too.
That's right.
Yeah.
But that's okay. But, hey, man, I mean, let's talk about the new Cajun Pro. I know you were excited to see that.
I am.
Come out.
I am.
Let me tell you. You know, the original Cajun grill, which we still make, single cold tray. The beauty of it is that you have eight positions. You can adjust the cold tray and height to your protein, to your food on the grill. The new model, the Cajun Pro, can either be used as a built-in model for outdoor kitchens, or if you don't want to do an outdoor kitchen, you want to stay mobile, you can get it on the cart with some beautiful drawers and two huge side shelves. But the unique thing about it is that you get two cold trays now. Two cold trays, so you can actually do ayayay cooking, like fast cooking and slow cooking simultaneously at the same time. It is unbelievable.
Well, I've been
Are
doing
they left and right, T. Gidd, or are they front and back?
Left and right.
Front and back, baby, front and back.
Oh, your handles are left and right.
Yeah. Okay, so if I can create a sear zone and a slower cooking zone is what you're saying.
That's exactly what you can do.
Right.
Yeah, and we do that
That's
all
beautiful.
The time. Even with the Cajun grill, you can put a cast iron pot in the pot holder. Not just on the grill, but in a pot holder and submerge it into the body of the grill and lift the coal tray to where the coals are literally sitting on the bottom of the pot. And you can do pot and pan cooking and slow cooking at the same time, whereas before.
Like a Dutch oven, you mean?
It does.
And the horse you rode in on. Yeah.
That's right. Prick.
Oh, dude.
Sauce pecan.
Oh, peak. Okay. T. Gidd.
Yes, sir.
Percy Guidry Company, the Cajun Grill, my brother, thanks so much for joining us. I love you.
You guys are the best. Y'all keep up the good work.
All right.
We need more guys like you out there.
Tell us about your YouTube channel.
Oh, yeah. We got a YouTube channel. Actually, you can check us out on KBCGTV, and we have all our shows on demand, the Grilling with the Guru shows. We cook exclusively on the Cajun Grill. All kind of beautiful Cajun dishes. You can also go to our website, CajunGrill.com, where we also have all those videos posted. We'd love to hear from you. send us a link, send us a comment. We'll get back to you. Peace, love, and barbecue, my friend.
All right, baby.
Take care.
We're out.
Coming up next, we're going to smoke your fish. Stick with us. We'll be back.